From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden administration facing criticism after delaying a shipment of larger bombs to Israel over concerns of how Israel may use them in operations in Rafah, that's Hamas's last stronghold and refuge for more than 1 million Palestinians. The president's top national security advisor, John Kirby.
The argument that somehow we're walking away from Israel, we're not willing to help them defeat Hamas, just doesn't comport with the facts.
Israel's prime minister vowing to move ahead with the military operation in Rafah. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
For quite some time, Israel has said that the operation in Rafah is critical to them reaching their two main war goals, and that includes eliminating Hamas and also bringing home the hostages who were taken on October 7th. And that is one of the reasons why they have been steadfast on this Rafah operation.
Stormy Daniels wrapping up her testimony today in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide payments made to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. The court will also take up motions by Trump's attorneys. Details from ABC's Catherine Falders.
In addition to renewing the request for a mistrial, they're asking the judge to preclude testimony of Karen McDougal, for example, on any potential testimony that she might have. And they also want the judge to modify part of the gag order.
TikTok rolling out a new feature in the battle against AI-generated content. The social media app will now include an alert for users that lists the history of the content, including if artificial intelligence played a role. Adam Presser, the head of operations at TikTok, says the technology is similar to a nutrition label.
We want to make sure that people have that ability to understand what is fact and what is fiction.
The latest line of volatile storms stretching from Texas to the mid-Atlantic today, with Arkansas and Georgia facing the biggest risk of tornado outbreaks. Residents in Nashville and Knoxville cleaning up after twisters last night. You're listening to ABC. One day after USC's president and provost were censured by the Academic Senate over the cancellation of the main graduation ceremony, a party will be held tonight for graduates instead of the traditional ceremony this weekend.
It'll have fireworks, music, and a drone show. Enrique Perez's parents flew in from Peru for graduation.
It's not the end of the world that we don't have it. I mean, I'm still graduating, and I'm grateful to have the degree.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
That is pro-Palestinian protests continue at colleges. Some good news. If you're in the market to buy a home, mortgage rates have fallen for the first time since March.
After climbing for five consecutive weeks, mortgage rates have turned in the other direction. A 30-year fixed rate loan down more than a tenth of a point to 7.09%. A 15-year fixed rate mortgage is now 6.38%, nearly a tenth of a point lower. Any lowering of mortgage interest rates is welcome in a housing market which is partially stalled by homeowners who are locked into loans from days when interest rates were much lower and reluctant to move. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A jump in weekly jobless claims. 22,000 more Americans filing for unemployment benefits compared to the week before. And you may want to stay away from bread if you travel to Japan. Loaves have been taken off store shelves after the remains of a small animal believed to be a rat were found in some of the bread. A factory in Tokyo has halted production and more than 104,000 packages have been recalled. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.